This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. We meet at this time each weekday morning just to look at God's Word, the Bible, and see if He has some insight for us about our lives. And you know, the Bible has insight for anyone, not just for a Christian. Anyone who applies the principles of the Bible will be blessed by it. But in a very special way, God uses the Bible in the hearts and lives of people who know Him on the spiritual, personal level. Not just religious people, but people who really know Him. And God wants to speak to you right down into your heart and into your life through His Word today. We're talking this week, all week, about giving. This is one of the great things that God wants to do in your life, is to turn you into a giving person, because that reflects Him. And remember, we said yesterday, God wants you to be a cheerful giver, to purpose in your heart to be a giver, to be focused on Him in your life. You know, you can live a reactive life or a proactive life. If you are reactive, you're just seeing what happens and reacting to it and responding to it. If there's a good deal, you go out and buy whatever it is. But if you're proactive, you step back and you look at your life and you evaluate the way you're spending your money, the way you're living your life, what it means in the big picture of things. And God wants you to purpose in your heart to be a cheerful giver. Today I want to pick up where we left off reading yesterday and read the next three verses of 2 Corinthians chapter 9 in the Bible, starting in verse 8. The Apostle Paul writing says, "And God is able to make all grace abound to you, that always having all sufficiency in everything, you may have an abundance for every good deed. As it is written, He scattered abroad, He gave to the poor, His righteousness endures forever. Now He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness." Do you see what he's saying to us? If God is blessing your business, God is blessing your finances, it's so that you can give more, put more into His work and what He's doing in this world. The Lord is reminding you today that your life is not for yourself. Some people give just so that they can get more from God. And this passage tells us that is such a backwards way of thinking about your finances. You don't give so that you can get more money from God. Rather, God lets you get so that you can give more. It's true that God greatly blesses the person who gives. But you know, many of those blessings are not always material riches. Do you see what he says at the very end of that passage? He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing. He's talking about your finances, your income. If God increases your income, it's so that you can sow more, do so more back into meaningful things. But look at what you get back. Will multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. When you are willing to give up earthly things for God, it helps you grow spiritually. And that is the greatest blessing possible. So, if you're experiencing an abundance from God in your finances right now in your life, listen to His message to you today. Don't put off giving until later. God has given you this abundance, as He says in this passage, for every good deed. Get busy now using your money wisely and giving generously. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.